Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Astec Fluids and Machinery Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participants will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand the conference over to Rajnish from Confidelity Partners IR. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Confidelity Partners and Ventura Securities Limited, I welcome you all to Astec Fluids and Machinery Limited H1 FY25 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Mr. Pulin Vaidya, Managing Director, Mr. Harsh Rawal, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Anuj Vora, Consultant, Mr. Neeraj Sharma, Overseas Business Head. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Pulin Vaidya for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you, Rajnish. This is Pulin Vaidya. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to all of you for joining us today on our first earnings call after our successful listing on BSE. For the conference call of Astec Fluids and Machinery Limited for H1 FY25, firstly, I would like to thank all our investors who have put faith in our company and its vision and given us an overwhelming response to our listing and oversubscribing our shares. In this session, we will be discussing our outstanding performance for the first half and full fiscal year of 2025. Before we dive into the detail of our results, I would like to take a moment to provide a brief overview of our company. Established in 2010, Astec Fluids and Machinery Limited is a leading provider of coding and marking solutions in India. We specialize in offering equipment for printing variable data, including product information, barcode, QR code, and coding solutions, enabling accurate and dynamic customization for diverse industrial applications. Our offerings include a wide range of printers, consumables, and spares, catering to the needs of diverse industries across the country. With over 20 years of expertise coming from the management and a presence across more than 15 industrial verticals, our commitment to excellence spans both domestic and international markets. We have a pan-India market reach with our employees all over the country, which is increasing every year. Our offerings expand across a wide range of advanced printing technologies, including continuous inkjet, thermal transfer over printer, drop-on-demand, piezoelectric inkjet, and the laser, CO2, and fiber printers. Additionally, our diverse ink offerings, such as the retort ink for high-temperature process, invisible ink for the district marking, UV ink for enhanced contrast, and specialty ink for the tough environment, ensure top-notch results. We also provide essential consumables, including makeup fluid and ink consistency, and cleaning solvents for the effective maintenance. We are excited to announce the launch of our new 11,028 square meter assembly unit, which will significantly enhance our manufacturing capabilities. The facility is set to 50 machines daily. As a part of our growth plan, we will expand our workforce by 50% in the next 2 months and integrate 80% automation to improve the efficiency. This expansion will increase the production capacity, reduce costs, and strengthen our market position with backward integration. will drive our long-term growth and profitability. We are excited to announce that we have added a new product which are more adaptable with the better spend and overall better performance, giving us a competitive edge in unexplored markets. We are also penetrating new industries with the newer technology. For the instance, we are industrial pioneers for high resolution printing on non-porous substrates. Aztec has recently also acquired Jet Inks Private Limited, a 100% acquired subsidiary, well-established name in the industrial printing sector since 2002, known for its expertise in compatible inks and additives for the continuous inkjet printers. Jet Inks has earned a strong reputation, particularly in the food and pharmaceutical industries. This strategic acquisition significantly enhanced our market presence in southern and eastern India and is expected to contribute to a 20% increase in our revenue. By integrating Jet Inks' capability with our advanced technology and expanding market reach, Aztec is well positioned to further strengthen its leadership in the printing solution sector and drive sustained growth. Our vision at Aztec is to establish ourselves as an industry leader in the printing solution sector, expanding our presence domestically as well as internationally. The Indian coding and printing industry is poised for the steady growth around a CAGR of 13.4% annually, with the demand for the advanced printing technology continuing to arise. As the market evolves, there is a growing shift towards a high-performance customized printing solution. With the innovation in the CIJ, PTO, DOD, and the laser technology becoming increasingly popular across the diverse industries. To drive further growth, Aztec is strategically positioned to capitalize on this trend, supported by ongoing advancements in the automation and efficiency. We are committed to providing cutting-edge printing solutions that meet the needs of a rapidly changing market and ensure long-term success. Commenting on the financial performance of Aztec for H1 FY25, which reflects both our resilience and the strategic focus. In H1 FY25, the company achieved a remarkable revenue of ₹46.1 crore, representing a year-on-year growth of 28.96%. Our EBITDA reaches ₹6.4 crore, with an EBITDA margin of 13.79%. We also recorded a profit after tax, PAT, of ₹4.6 crore, marking an impressive growth of 33.67% year-on-year and a PAT margin of 9.94%. We remain focused on maintaining a strong ROCE of over 20%, reinforcing our position as a leading performer in the industry. Furthermore, our earning per share stood at ₹2.85, underscoring the strength of our financial position and the effectiveness of our business strategy. Looking ahead, Aztec remains optimistic with an projected of 30% CAGR in top-line revenue and a sustainable PAT margin of 9% over the next 3 years. Our expected future manufacturing plans include a goal to produce 60 to 80% of subparts domestically within the next 3 to 5 years. Additionally, we expect our EBITDA margin to grow from 13.01% to 14.5% over the next 3 years, driven by the higher consumable usage and backward integration. This strategy also ensures recurring revenue from the consumable, with each printer requiring them over its 5-year lifespan, further contributing to our long-term financial stability and growth. Aztec has diversified in track and trace, which is need of the hour in every manufacturing industry. We have identified this need and developed a product which is very well placed in this market. We are well positioned to capitalize on the growing track and trace market driven by the rising regulatory compliances, consumer demand for the transparency, and initiatives like Make in India. With our advanced printing solution, we can enhance our product traceability, operational efficiency, and brand protection, positioning as a key player in the rapidly expanding market. Fueled by the booming packing and pharmaceutical sectors and the continuous technological advancement. Before we begin the question and answer session, I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to all our stakeholders for their continued support and partnership. Your engagement has been essential to our growth and success, and we deeply appreciate your invaluable contributions. With this, I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you once again for your presence and continued support.
Thank you, sir. Over to you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and please wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Our first question comes from Gopal Chandak from Aurum Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Am I audible?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for the great set of number. We have seen YOY growth, 29% of growth. I wanted to know that it is sustainable in future and if it's, how it's sustainable in future.
Yeah, we are seeing a sustainable growth because the market size is quite big in this industry, and we are entering. There were a lot of industries we are not penetrated, and there are a lot of printers that we have introduced right now, which will help us to penetrate. And plus, we have acquired Jettings, who also is there in this industry, and their also growth will be there.
Okay, and sir, that Jet Inks, your strategy acquisition, can you just throw some lights on how it's helped to get into the market?
Okay. For Jet Inks, the main advantage that we had is it is a very similar kind of business that they are in. And they are in the industry from 2002. They are basically an older player than us. The reason we took over Jet Inks is a combination of a lot of things. One of them is that their market size is very large in the south and the east of India, where we have not explored it that much. And the second very important thing is their industries that they have covered, the penetration that they have got more, we have got a bit less or less compared to them, is very different. So it becomes a very good combination for both of us.
Okay. And the last one is the on ROC part, currently it's around 30. So will it be sustainable in future or we can see some upward direction or downward direction?
So we follow a very lean working capital model, and our business model is a very lean. So what we can see is the ROCE is going to, we are going to see to it that we expect it to at least remain the same or we can improve it. That is what we are trying to do, sir. Our model is very lean. That is the main reason that we can see these good ROC figures.
Sir, what is the working capital days?
Working capital days.
Yeah.
The working capital days for us is around 60 days.
60 days. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Thank
you. 45 to 60.
is, but yeah, the average you can come down to is around 45 to 60 days.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Woman MG from Tiger Assist. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, I'm new to the industry. Can you provide a few, what is the industry size and how much market share do we command regarding this?
So, normally industry size is around 1200 crores of the India, particularly the CIJ industry basically. Which we understand it's around 1200 crores around, and we are still into the on a 10% only, not even 10%, but we are struggling to find the 10%. So range would be around, you can say it's 900 to 1200 crores, the total approximate industry of the particular this segment, which our including us, our competitors are doing, and we are around 10% of in that particular position. So there may be a good chance of increasing our size span into this.
Okay. So, do we have export revenue?
Pardon?
Yes. Do we have export revenue?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the global market size and how much can we make a big share out of it?
As of now, our export revenue is very low. It we range around 4%, around 3 to 4%. Of the total revenue comes from exports, and overall, what we are doing, and what we are expecting to do in the next 1 or 2 years, we want to at least go for a doubling of that in the revenue sense, and slowly, slowly, we want to explore the markets outside also and grow that overall. And if you go to see the overall market size,
the total global market size is around 12.79 US dollar billion. I mean, it's a huge market size. But since this industry needs very effectively sales and service support, so we are not expanding our span globally immediately. We need to first strategically move with some areas we need to develop with the sales and service pool support. Then only we are stepping ahead with that basically. So that was actually our strategic move basically.
Okay.
So we already have started on this. But it is not immediately we can get a result. But yes, definitely it will give you good numbers in near future.
Okay. Sir, what is the individual EBITDA margin for all your products?
So, I didn't get your question.
Sir, you have 3 to 4 products line, right? So, what are the individual margins for that?
So, we have got around 15 SKUs.
Okay.
So, getting, we have a blended margin. We don't have a overall individual margin right now, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Shivam Singh from Vibrant Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So, sir, if you look at the balance sheet now, so inventory and trade receivable number has increased significantly in this H1. So, any specific reason, sir?
Sir, the MD spoke, the inventories have increased because we have started entering into new printers.
So we have started keeping, so the SKUs are going to go on increasing. And that is the reason the inventory has increased. And the trade receivable, actually we had a very huge sale in September. Because of which the trade receivable is huge compared to the previous quarter.
Understood, sir. So, sir, actually, I'm new for this company. So, one question, actually, I go through your presentation, and in your presentation, you mentioned you have a one moat regarding, you have a one BIS approved license. So, could you please give me a detail regarding this, regarding how it is beneficial for you, and how it will give you the moat compared to the other competitors, sir?
Over some period, BIS had a directive for the local manufacturer to have the compulsory licensing and all, and we are one of them, and that's why it is beneficial for us. So for the other companies or new companies, they need to get it. They need to give their time for the this thing, and we are basically legally allowed to make our manufacturing over here in India without any problem. And this is one of the good compliant matter. That's the reason we mentioned it.
So, sir, if any new company want to try for this license, so how much time it will take, sir, for them?
It will depend, but it will take at least 6 months, what we see in normal.
So 6 months to 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. And, sir, congratulations for this new manufacturing facility, sir. I go through the presentation. So the company opened a new manufacturing facility in Ahmedabad. So, sir, it is operational or it will take a time to be operational, sir?
No, it is operational, sir. It is operational since 1st of the September. We had inaugurated at 31st of the August, the plant, and it's operational from the 1st of the September. We had shifted in the new facility. And that's the reason, one of the reasons that we having a very good boost for the sales as well.
Understood, sir. Sir, two more last questions. Just regarding one question regarding this facility, sir. So, what is the maximum revenue we can generate from this facility, sir?
Sir, overall, we seek to have an assembling of around 40 to 60 printers per day. And with this facility, it helps us in 2-3 ways. I will explain you how. One is, it helps us in reducing our cost, because we want to slowly shift at least 50-60%, 70% of our assembling over here by using local products. Second thing, with the new facility, the turnaround time also reduces for our orders. And third thing, overall our sales has a very good impact, because we can provide faster and better quality machines on a very good speed.
Understood, sir. So, sir, as you mentioned, there are 4-5 benefits through this manufacturing facility. So, if I'm not wrong, it will also help to expand our margin also, sir, by we can say 100 or 200 basis points.
Absolutely, sir. We are trying to reduce our cost with that.
Understood. And one more last question, sir. Regarding our exports, so we have a presence in 15 countries, but our number is very less, sir. It is just a 3 or 4%. So can we expect in going forward, we will focus on export and increase this number to at least double digit?
Absolutely, sir. That is what our targets are. We are expecting a growth, but as our MD sir told, that this industry is not only sales, it is sales plus service. So till the time we don't have a confident team all over and we don't have a strategic movement everywhere, it will be a growth, but it will be a gradual growth, sir. That's what I can say in this.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and please wait for your turn to ask the question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our next question comes from Kajal Shah from Aurora Fin. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question is that Agtech has a presence in over 15 countries. So what are your expansion plans for the coming year, especially in high-growth markets such as Africa and Southeast Asia?
Ma'am, you are not clear. Can you just repeat the question?
Yes, sir, sure. I'm saying Agtech has a presence in 15 countries. So what are your expansion plans for the coming year?
We are there in 15 countries, and what is our expansion plan? That is your question?
Yeah, particularly high-growth markets such as Africa and Southeast Asia.
We are already started our finding good channel partners and distributors in different countries whom we should have a confidence on before we start doing proper business with them. We have already started identifying in countries in the west of Africa, and this is our first target right now. So we are seeing good opportunities on that side, and we are working on them, and we hopefully see a very good result in the next one or 2 years.
Okay. And what contributions of revenue we can expect from this?
Ma'am, we are trying to double our revenue from the exports in the next 1.5-2 years.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Raj from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
I joined the call a bit late, so can you explain me the operations of the company? What exactly is the business of the company?
Sir, we are into the coding and marking solutions, which is like expiry date or you can say variable data, which is mandatory for some of the food and pharma products like expiry date, batch number, manufacturing date, MRP, which you must see on the any of the FMCG products. And some of the branding like Astral Pipe or Ashirwad Pipes, you must read the branding on that. I mean the manufacturing, the CPVC, then its size, batch number, etc. So we are making this kind of a printer, and we are providing its consumables and services to the end industries, I mean end users. So basically this is using for the every manufacturer in India more or less, and need some or different kind of a product like a label, but label is not using everywhere on each and every product. So this is like a direct printing on the product which is manufactured in India. It is like that. I mean the total machinery is like that.
Understood. So if I am the customer, so you will tell me the printer and the ink, right?
Yeah.
Acha. And the printer, is it imported from China?
No, not initially when we started that time, but now it's majorly we are assembled here in our Kanera factory.
All right, it is assembled in India, and the parts are imported from China, right?
Yeah.
All right. So in the overall printer, how much would be the cost of the printer and how much would be the cost of the ink?
Look.
I mean, see, we having different kind of a technology of a printer and having a different kind of a technology of the ink. Like, our printer range is starting from 1 lakh Indian rupee to 12 lakh Indian rupees. So there are different kind of printer models and this thing. And some having some different, I mean, as for the printer or the technology, the ink prices or consumable prices are varying. It is like that, sir.
If it's
price range or price band or something like that.
All right. And how much would be the life of the printer?
Normally, in an industry, it's around 5 to 6 or 8 years maximum, the printer life. And if it is a very good controlled temperature, controlled environment industry, like some of the pharmaceuticals or all, in that case, it will up to 8 years.
All right. And the printer which you sell, so then as a customer, if I want to buy the ink, so then I have to obviously come to you only, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like an AMC or something? Annual maintenance contract?
Yes. We sell AMC as well.
Alright. So how much part of a sale would be AMC and how much part would be printer sale and how much part would be spares and stores and spare sales?
Sir, you can say the AMC is around 10% of our total contribution. And spares is around 15 to 20% of our total contribution of the revenue. 20 to 28% would be the printer sale, and rest are the consumable. It's like that. I mean, it you can say 2 to 5% of the deviation on this, basically. It's not the correct, I mean, exact figure, but
just a rough approximation.
10 to 12% of like a EMC or something like that.
All right. So the consumables part is around 47-48%, right?
Yeah.
All right. And sir, how much would be our EBITDA in each of this? How much EBITDA percentage do we earn when we do a printer sale or when we do a spare sale?
Yes, sir. For that, actually, we have a blended rate because the SKUs are very high. So we have got a blended.
So how much is the blended EBITDA?
So it ranges anything between 15 to 20%.
15 to 20% blended EBITDA rate. All right.
Yes.
Okay. And I also have a doubt regarding your current expansion. So how much investment have you done for the new manufacturing facility?
Around 8 to 12 crores. 8 to 12 crores, yes.
8 to 10 crores, right? Okay.
Yes, sir.
And how much would be the payback period on this?
Sir, I didn't get your point.
Hello?
Yeah.
How much would be our payback period on this investment?
Sir, payback period, I expect around 2 to 3 years, sir. That is what we expect right now.
All right. And how much incremental sales are we expected to generate from this investment?
So we are looking at the CAGR of around 30%.
On the overall sales?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On our revenue.
All right. And how much would be your EBITDA going ahead?
We are looking at an increase in our EBITDA margins overall. That is, as our install base of printers go on increasing, the EBITDA margins will go on increasing. So we are looking at an incremental EBITDA margin. What we can see over the next 3-4 years, we are seeing an incremental EBITDA margin that we can see, sir.
All right. So overall, on the base of FY24, you are expecting a 30% growth on sales, and EBITDA will also proportionately increase, and sales is expected to increase 30% for FY26 and for FY27, right?
So that is our expectation, sir.
That is the expectation. And EBITDA will also increase year on year. So can we expect by FY27 we can get to EBITDA range of around 19% to 20%?
So, hopefully, yes. I'll put it that way, sir.
All right. And sir, in our business,
expected EBITDA margins, I don't see 19%, but we can see that we can touch 16-17%, sir. 16 to 17%
EBITDA margin going ahead overall.
Yes,
sir. Understood. And sir, who are our peers in this business?
So our peers, three of the main peers that we have are international companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Videojet, Domino's, Image, and one of them is Control Print, sir.
Okay. All right. And is our product superior to them or is it at par with them? Like, how do we compete with these peers?
Sir,
are international giants.
Sir, very honestly, that is not a comment that I can give, right? Our product are placed very well in the market, and we have got all the technology that everybody has in the industry. And we are very positive that we are very well placed in the industry, sir.
All right. Okay. And sir, one more thing I wanted to ask. For example, as a customer, if I place an order for a printer, how much time will it take for you to supply the printer to me?
One day. Yes. After this. Sir. Yeah. So, yeah, after this facility, one day, sir.
All right. I was of the opinion that are the printers customized for the customers? Do you have standard made to order printer?
We have customized. It's a customized product only, but after this facility, we have a proper space to make some stock on a normally running product. So majorly we are customized. Majorly we put the printer like that. It would be immediately dispatched in a one day only. I mean, within 24 hours, we will dispatch it.
All right. And out of the total sales, do we have any government sales?
Not much, but there are some, but it's a very less order. It's like some of the government tenders or something, but I'm not sure, but it's a very less numbers, because of normally our printer is using for the manufacturing units where the products are manufactured. In a government, normally they are into the bulk packing. So in a bulk packing, normally they use the labels.
Understood. When we say 30% of sales growth, so what are the drivers for the growth? What are the assumptions are we taking for such a growth rate on a YOY basis for a couple of years?
So we are looking at, one is we have increased our manpower and we have started growing the manpower in the different parts of the country which were already there. We are strengthening them and our sales force has increased. Second is we have launched new products, which is giving us a entry in new industries in a different way, where we are also increasing that front. Third part is we have taken over Jetting, who also has a very strong sales force and sales power on the field. We feel that all these drivers are a place where we can see that we can achieve the expected CAGR.
Okay. There is an Indian company with the name of Control Print.
Very sorry to interrupt you, sir. Can you please join back the queue for more questions?
All right, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Vinod Kashyap, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So I had two, three questions. I'll just ask them together.
One was this increment new facility. Right now you're making around 45 crore sales. How much will this new facility be able to fetch us in this financial year and the next financial year? That was the first question. And the second question was like, you have larger listed peer as one of your competitors, but do you compete in the same products, or is like, do you have different products, or do you like, when you're going to a customer, is it like the same products are available, or how, what is your differentiation, since you're possibly going to acquire some market share also, right? Because you will be going growing ahead of the market. So that is my second question. My third question was the Jetinks acquisition, right? I was just trying to look at the documents that were filed. The Jetinks, actually, their profits are not high. Like, they are quite low compared to the standalone entity. Is there any plans to, improve their profitability? Yeah, these are my questions. Thank you.
So first, I'll start with Jetinks. The Jetinks right now, the way they were working was a different method, and they are working in a similar industry but not the same industry, because they work with third party printers more than their own printers. Actually, they didn't have any of their own printers. So our idea is to implement our lean model over there and get it into the same system that we are working in Ashtec, and gradually we see to it that margins also increase on a very good way. That is the first thing, sir.
Okay.
The second plus point of having Jetinks is we get to use our machines also over there in their penetrated market, because they don't have any machine to sell.
Okay.
And Ashtec printers are being sold by Jetinks also now.
Okay.
So second thing, about control print, you asked about control print. Control print is in the same industry. And we feel that, yes, they are in the same industry, and overall they are a peer where we are seeing that we will start and we are growing on our front the way we have to. And overall, the market share is there, sir. We are also trying to acquire a lot of market share. We are penetrating into industries which we had a very few clients. Now we have started penetrating in those industries with our technological advancement and new products we are launching, which will be competent in a different level overall in the market.
Okay.
So the third question, can you just repeat the question? I'm sorry, sir, the first question.
Yeah. So the question was, from your new facility, what would be the, like, you have made around 45 crores, including the consolidated so far for this year. So what would be the incremental sales from the new facility this year and the next financial years, if you can?
So what we understand is we are expecting a sale of the top line of around 90 to 100 CR by the end of this year, by the end of this financial year. And by the end of the next financial year, Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
sir?
Yes. Please.
Hello?
Yeah, I can.
We are expecting a sale of around 90 to 100 CR by the end of this year, by 31st March. And for the next financial year, we are expecting our sale to touch 120 to 130 CR.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We have a follow-up question from Shivam Singh from Vibrant Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Shivam, sir, please go ahead with your question, sir.
Yeah, ma'am, I'm audible now?
Yes, you're audible, sir.
Yeah. So my question is, sir, you acquire 100% stake in Jetinks, sir. So their management is still with us, or you change the whole management, sir?
In Jetinks, we have not changed any management except the shareholding pattern. the shareholding has become us, and that complete management is the same. Only our director, that is Mr. Colin Vaidya, has become a director over there, and he handles the reporting of the company. The full team and the decision, sir, from ground staff to the top level.
Understood, sir. So, sir, one question, if I'm not wrong, so your company and Jet Inc., they are engaged in the same business. So, after this acquisition, you will get a lot of a synergy benefit. So, we started getting this kind of a benefit, or in future, even this benefit will be increased, sir, going forward?
Sir, what we understand is we have started getting the benefit, and the expected benefit, what we see, is a horizon of 2 to 3 years where we will be able to achieve the benefit level that we want to reach.
Understood.
It's
yes. So, sir, one more question regarding the control print. So, if I'm not wrong, in a control print, the margin is a higher compared to other printers, sir. So, how we are focusing on the control printers right now?
We are not focusing on any individual peer right now. We are focusing on our growth personally. The control print margins are higher because their install base is higher. Our install base will go on increasing. Our margins also will improve, sir.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question, and it's from Raj from Ajav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Also, I wanted to understand, how different are we from Control Print India?
So we are similar to Control Print India, but different from Control Print India. We are different in the fact that we are a younger company, and overall, we are seeing a very lean management, and our management rules and everything will be different company to company, sir. But yeah, otherwise the industry is the same.
All right. So the printers which we sell, it ranges from 1 lakh to 11 lakhs, right? So if I compare to Control Print, so they will also be having the same range of printers, right?
Yes, sir.
And regarding the quality of the product and the pricing part, how are we in comparison to Control Print India?
So we are very compatible in the market. It's not, very honestly, you can't, we have got our advantages overall, and they have got their advantages overall. So we are very competitive in the market, sir. It's not that we are not competitive.
Yeah, being a young company, we need to position our product somehow with a comparatively, you can say, slightly less margin to make the customer attraction. Otherwise, everything would be the same. I mean, both the products are the nearby same. The quality and services are the nearby same. It's like that, basically.
All right, understood. And, sir, you also mentioned a point that you have also launched 2 to 3 new products, right? So what exactly are these products?
Launching the AI VAS Aspect Intelligent for track and trace product, basically. It's very a niche and different this thing. One is the high resolution printer which can print on the non-porous substrate, which is also we are the industry leader. So that kind of a product is still some companies are struggling to get a success in that. We somehow get a success in that, and we already have some install base of that product. So we are
differently than other, in particularly these 2-3 products. It's like that, basically. Like some of the automation products we design with our engineers, and it is also having a good market acceptability, we found. So, particularly, these are the some of the different points from our other peers.
Understood, sir. And sir, you have said that you bring parts from China and then you assemble it in India. So me as a customer, if I want to get a printer and if I import the whole printer set from China, so won't it be cheap for me rather than coming to you?
Sir, we don't import everything from China. We have got around, as of now, around 30% of the printer is assembled from Indian products, and we are looking at taking forward it to 60-70% in the next 2-3 years.
All right. No, but my question was, if I am a customer and if I want to get a printer, so why will I come to you when I have the option to get the printer imported from China itself?
Sir, you require the service of the printer if the printer fails. You require consumables to run the printer. That all is us, sir.
All right. So how much would be the difference in cost? Understood. All right, sir. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from Rahul Arora from Fairwell Advisors. Please go ahead.
So what is your current capacity and post this new new expansion, what could be new capacity?
I didn't get your question.
What is our current capacity and post the new expansion, what will be our new capacity?
So we have already shifted to the new facility, and the capacity right now is around 50-60 printers a day.
And what is the capacity utilization of current capacity utilization right now?
So the current utilization around we are utilizing around 40% right now.
And can I know why just 40%? And what is the industry average in terms of capacity, and how we are planning to increase the capacity utilization in future?
Sir, we have built this plant in that way that for the next 5-7 years, we can continue in the same place. So that is the reason we have built it in a capacity manner of that way that we can take over any growth, whatever growth can come in, sir. So as soon as we see that we are touching around 80-90% capacity of this plant, we will see to it that we get into another plant also side by side, that we do not get stuck because of capacity anything.
And when do we expect this 80% utilization, by when?
So we are looking at it as a 4-5 year plan.
Okay. So talking about consumable, that is more of a recurring income for you. So how many SKUs you have in consumable, and how do we ensure that we sell more and more consumable as we sell more printer?
So all our printers are protected, as in no other consumables can go in them. So that is the way we protect the consumable business. And the number of consumables that we have is basically the n number of SKUs. It depends on printer to printer
application. It depends on printer to printer application, the substrate on which printing can be done. There are n number of factors which is actually affecting the consumer SKUs, so it's a huge number.
like on porous substrate, there is a different consumable. In non-porous substrate, it's a different. Some of the some plastic coating, some of the PP material, there are some different. It's like that, sir.
Okay. What are the key consumable among all which? I think ink should be the one, right? Apart from everything else, that will be a key consumable, right?
Yeah. Normally in the printer, there are two consumables using. One is the ink and one is the makeup, which is the ink diluter, basically, which is used for the maintaining the viscosity of the ink, which is running in the printer. And third one is the wash solution, which is for the nozzle flux or printer cleaning and all. It will be used.
So finally, my last question is 30% CAGR growth that you committed for next 3 years, more than that, and whereas industry is growing 14-15%. So how are we planning to grow more than industry? I think you mentioned, right? You acquired Jet Ink and backward integration, margin expansion. Anything else apart from all the quote you already mentioned, which will help us to achieve that constant growth of 30% and more?
So, first of all, it is not committed, it is intended. This is the expected growth that we are expecting in the next 3 years of 30% CAGR. I would like to specify that moving into the new factory, increasing our capacity is one factor. Introducing new machines is the second factor. Taking over Jet Ink is the third factor. There are n number of factors that are playing this thing and why we have come to this figure of figure of 28 to 30%.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. I would now like to hand the conference over to Rajneesh from Confidently Partners IR.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the conference call as Astec Fluidized Machinery Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at info@confidently.com. Once again, thank you, everyone, for joining the conference.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may all disconnect your lines now. Thank you.